Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Yarring Primary School's presentation of Schools In. I am filling in today for Steph K. My name is also Steph.
Hi, my name is Brody. I am filling in for Kipton, who is away. Before he went, we recorded some of what he had planned for today. So here it is.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kipton, and I have recorded my part for Yarra Valley FM, as I am unable to be here today because I am on my way to Queensland for a week's holiday. Lucky me. In fact, I am on the plane right now. Anyway, my name is Kipton. I'm in grade 3. I like doing my karate and earning stripes. I'm also grading to get my green belt. And guess what? A couple of weeks ago, I went to Phillip Island with my mum. It was just the two of us. We didn't go for walks on the beach because it was raining, but we went to a chocolate factory, and their chocolate milkshakes tasted like real chocolate because they use real chocolate. I also went to the penguin parade, and we had bacon and toast every morning for breakfast. On the last school holidays, I went to work with Dad. It was a great day out because I was able to escape from my brothers and sister. At the end of last term, we had our school concert, and it was fantastic. I played Woll, a lifesaver from Bondi Surf Lifesaving Club, as well as a student. I thought that It's a Kind of Magic was a pretty good song. I enjoyed the night. My little brother was a leprechaun. He wore a green costume and really looked the part. Everyone dressed up for their part. We are really lucky because no one misses out performing on the night. When I say everyone, I mean everyone from prep to grade 6. Later in the program, you will hear about Earn and Learn. I'm working by myself. I decided that I would be a car salesman. I have been selling Lamborghinis, Bugattis, as well as Toyotas. I have cars for everyone. I have sold 4 cars in Earn and Learn. Well, that's it for me today. Here is a song that I have chosen. It is Dance Monkey by Tones and I. Bye!
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Dance for me, oh, oh. think you'll do a beep boy. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me. And when you're down.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Hello, my name is Billy. I am in grade 3 and I have just had my 9th birthday. I had a slumber party with my best friend and my cousin. 2 weeks ago, I had a dance competition. I won 2 first place trophies and 1 second place trophy. My first dance was a quick step. The next was a slow waltz. My third dance was a samba and the last one was a cha-cha-cha.
Hi, I am Cam. Cameron, Ben known as Cam. On November the 3rd, I turned 11 years old. In my family, there is Mum, Dad, Nan, and my 2 sisters. I also have 2 dogs and 2 cats. The cats' names are Rosie and Huggles, and the dogs are called White and Dingo. I love sport. My favourite is basketball.
Steph K was supposed to be here today. Unfortunately, she is sick. Her name is Steph. By the way, she thought you might like to know Cameron is her little brother. Anyway, back to Steph. She enjoys reading and will read anywhere. She will read at the table, in the lounge, and in her room. There is nothing better than curling up in bed with the cat beside her with a good book. In fact, her mum is always yelling at her to turn the torch off and go to sleep.
Mum took us on holidays. We had to take 2 cars because there were 6 kids and 3 adults. We went to Maroombula. We went to the beach and looked in rock pools. There were little fish swimming around and lots of little crabs. We paddled in the water because it was too cold to go swimming in. My brother Kai was a pest because he splashed water on me. After that, I made sure I didn't go near Kai again. At the holiday house, there was a heated pool, so we were able to go swimming there.
On the school holidays, I went to the movies and saw Abominable and as well as Dora the Lost Sea of Gold. Both movies were awesome. I also went to a birthday party. There was a lot of yummy cakes and we had scooter races. One of my friends stacked his scooter into a hedge. He went flying. Luckily, he didn't hurt himself too much.
The next part I'll read as Steph has written it. When I was on school holidays, I tried to make a meringue, but it caramelized. I think I had the oven on too high. We still ate it, and it didn't make us sick. In fact, it was pretty good. My friend Taya came over and we played a Harry Potter game, board game. I also practiced writing calligraphy, which is interesting. I really like the Gothic style of writing. I helped Dad and my neighbour in the garden. We planted some chilies and carrots and other vegetables. It is good to be back at school, especially for art, which I enjoy.
The only thing I can remember on the holidays is going to see Dora and the Lost City of Gold. But last week, I went to Ballarat with my dad, mum and my sister. This week, we went to Phillip Island. At Phillip Island, there was a giant swing and a huge flying fox there. The giant swing was 15 metres in the air and I went all the way to the top. It went super fast and was really fun. My sister looked really scared when she went on it. On the flying fox, when I went past my family, I shouted, "I'm finally Wonder Woman!" and then crashed into a tire at the end of the fox. It was super cool.
I think we will have another song now. It is a Taylor Swift song, and it is called Bad Blood.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Now we got crime. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut.
Still got scars on my back from your knife, so don't think it's in the past. These kind of wounds, they last and they last. Now did you think it all through? All these things will catch up to you, and time can heal, but this won't. So if you're coming my way, just don't. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. Bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that,
school concert this year is called This Is Your Life. Kiara and I were girls from ABBA. Kiara's mum made our costumes. They were white, silver, blue with lots of sparkles. She even made us a fake microphone each. We had to learn lots of dances for the concert. Luckily for me, I go to dancing classes, so it wasn't very hard to learn the dances.
In the school concert, I played the part of a school kid. I had lines that I had to learn. Luckily for me, I remembered my lines. I enjoyed the singing and dancing.
The following is in Steph's words. I loved the school concert because it was fun and exciting. Last year, I missed the concert because I was in Queensland. This year, we were at home and I was Queen Elizabeth. It was hard to remember all my lines on the night because I was talking about my royal duties. I wore lots of jewellery that belonged to my nan. Thanks, Nan, for loaning me your jewellery. My dress belonged to my cousin, and I had to learn the royal wave. Our play was called This Is Your Life. Some other characters in the play were Ned Kelly, Edith Cowan, St. Patrick, and others. Even though it was nerve-wracking for me, we all had a ball. Our parents were proud of all the children for their performance.
In the school production, I got to play Paul Hogan and Ned Kelly. When I came on as Paul Hogan, I had to come on with my thumbs up and whistle every now and then to the music. As Ned Kelly, I got to come on with a fake gun.
Student of the Week awards go to Xander for an excellent performance in the school production,
Josiah for listening and showing great interview skills,
Cameron for great listening,
Ariane for excellent work efforts,
Zoe for a positive start to term 4,
Billy for working hard in maths,
Tyson for working hard in maths and writing,
Brody for working hard in earning more,
Lucas for working hard and showing respect. A lot of our time has been devoted to setting up Earn and Learn program. For this, students have the opportunity to get jobs.
They have filled out applications and have had job interviews.
They own businesses, have bank accounts, and run their own Earn and Learn community once a week.
We use play money to give as many authentic real-world experiences as possible. We all had to come up with a survey for market research. It allowed us to see how our businesses could be improved.
I chose to work with Desire, and we have a games parlor. We have computers, iPads, and board games. We charge other students a fee if they want to use them. I have never done Earn and Learn before, but it is a great idea, and Josiah is the greatest helper.
I am Minister for Food and Resources. I have a big jar of lollies that I give to people when they come and pay their groceries. I also work part-time as an assistant in the bank.
In Earn and Learn, Steph owns a business called Steph's Art Classes. They are able to draw, colour in, and make bookmarks. I am also a real estate agent and a wholesale baker with Steph.
My song choice is Galloway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean, the Gaelic ink on your arm? Said it was one of my friend's songs, do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. Are you my pretty little Galway girl? You know she beat me at darts and then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance my pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance my pretty little Galway girl.
How they move, where they live, etc., and taking photos, and then heading back into class to see if we can work out what they are. Grade 3-6 are looking at pollination. The Prep to 2 focus is called Schoolyard Safari, and the Grade 3-6 focus is called Friends and Foes. We got some caterpillars that we are watching at school. We feed them milkweed. In one day, they had doubled in size. They sure do grow fast. Very soon, they will form a chrysalis and then become butterflies. They are kept in a breathable cage with a zip so we can feed them. As part of our persuasive text of unit of work, Kiara wrote a letter requesting
requesting that we get a pet for the school. She presented her letter to the school council, and it was decided that we should get a pet rabbit. It has been with us for a couple of weeks now.
We voted for his name to be Joe, after coming up with some suggestions. We have to be responsible for him. He sometimes comes into the classroom and hops around. He's very cute.
During this year, we have been sharing stories by past students and teachers about our school. As we have told you, our school is 150 years old. On October the 12th, we held a rockabilly celebration dance at the Yarra Glen Hall. What a fantastic night. We enjoyed a delicious meal, great music, and lots of dancing. We had a 150th birthday cake, which was cut by Bruce Adams, who was the oldest ex-student there on the night, and Sandra McIntyre, who was a teacher at the school in 1967 and 1968.
We will be holding an open day on Sunday the 8th of December between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. We will have lots of photos on display. Please check out our Facebook page and the Yarra Valley Notice Board or the Yarra Rangers Notice Board on Facebook for further information. We will also be displaying this date on our school sign for those of you driving past. We hope to see as many past students as possible on the day.
There have been many stories about what past students remembered, all positive. They remembered the friendships that they made at school, and a lot of those friendships continue to this day.
We have heard about Danielle Melba and a connection to the school.
When she returned to Australia in 1902, the children from Yearing Primary School, Yearing erected a flower arch with a single word which read welcome.
A report that appeared on the Lilydale Express on Friday the 23rd of July 1915 told of her attending the school on Arbor Day. The children presented her with flowers and Dame Nellie along with her friends planted a tree in the school ground.
Her granddaughter Pamela would watch the children going by on their way to school, wishing she could join them. Pamela's two sons, Mark and Sam, attended our school, where they soon settled in and both became one of the boys. A petition from Yearing residents was sent to the Education Department on March 15, 1868, asking that a school be built. The school was built on land donated by David Watt and W.D. Puri. In October 1869, the school opened with an enrollment of 24 children and Henry Ellis as its teacher.
The D. Puri family owned Yarringburg, and the family still operated a vineyard to this day. Over the years, many families have maintained contact with the school, with second and third generations attending the school. The Hunt Club was mentioned in a lot of the stories we have. On hunt days, the horses and riders would often meet in front of the school. The children would sit on the fence and watch the start. Sometimes, a children's day was organised at the Hunt Club. Games and lollies were much more enjoyed than lessons at the school.
The site of the school was in a low-lying area and was constantly underwater. In 1876, land was purchased to build a new schoolroom and attached residence.
The new schoolroom was built and it remains in use 142 years later. It is now the office and staff room at the school. We are very lucky to have a school with such a rich history.
Time for another song. Steph chose Riptide by Vance Joy.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
We would like to share our school's calendar with you for the last few weeks of school. We will have some artwork on display tomorrow at the Steeles Creek Flower Show. The Grade 6 students will be attending Remembrance Day at Yarra Glen on Monday. Each year we have a display at the Lloydell Show, and this year we are entering some group artwork. Grade 3-6 will be at Urban Camp in the city from Wednesday 4th to Friday 6th December.
The Grade 6 students will be here on Yarra Valley FM on Friday the 13th of December for their final primary school presentation, and in the evening on the same day they'll be having their graduation.
Bye for now.
Next time.
See you later, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for having us.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
We really enjoy coming here.
The voice of the valley.
Next time. Bye.